And they're off and racing. Leanne's love, Cordula, just did an awkward start over there. So Cordula is effectively out of the contest here because she ran so badly into the side of the gate over there. Beautiful One hopped away really nicely, is off to the lead from Levitator. Also there to The Place I Belong, and Beautiful One shows electric pace towards the outside of the track from Ecstatic. La Parisienne is further back with Take a Chance on Me and Leanne's Love. And then came Eric Stars racing towards the back with Lady Aria. They work their way down through the last 800 metres here. Beautiful One is the leader, just over length clear along the inside is Sultry Shadow. Then came Levitator, further back to The Place I Belong, Leanne's Love. Then came Take a Chance on Me, 4 or 5 lengths to go, followed by Ecstatic, and behind that is La Parisienne. Inside the final 500 metres, it's Beautiful One, the leader by 2 from Levitator, Leanne's Love, and then Take a Chance on Me. They followed by 2, The Place I Belong, and Ecstatic is towards their outside. Inside the final 300, it's Beautiful One, who's clear by a few lengths here from Leanne's Love. Levitated down the inside, then came Take a Chance on Me, but Beautiful One still rolls here with 120 to go on the outside. Leanne's Love is trying to make a race of it. Beautiful One, Leanne's Love is flying up inside the closing stages. Here it comes. Beautiful One has just hung on from a flying Leanne's Love. Take a Chance on Me, third, Levitated. In behind that came To the Place I Belong. Beautiful One, I think we'll just hold on to win it. We'll have to have another look at the start there regarding Cordula. I'll just ask my producer to do so because she was a fancied runner. The stable companion, Beautiful One, for Messrs. Bronkhorst, De Lange's, and Jock Wolf will just hang on from the low-flying Leanne's Love in the Stinky Poey colours, but it'll go the way of Beautiful One that wins it from Leanne's Love. Third place to number 2, Take a Chance on Me, and fourth to number 5, Levitator. That'll be the quartet. Fifth will go to number 7, To the Place I Belong, Ecstatic, La Parisienne, Sultry Shadow were further back downfield, and then came Lady Aria. So Cordula was one of the fancied runners, but got an awful start, and we'll take a look back at that in a second. But Beautiful One has won her maiden today for trainer Fani Bronco. She was bred at the Drakenstein stud of Gaynor Rupert, a daughter of One World out of the Trippy Mare Beautiful Bird. I think she was having her 16th race course appearance today, but just holds on from the heavily backed Leanne's Love, number 4, who run into second for the Stinky Poey ownership. Here's the start. Stall 10 is where we're watching here. Cordula, Shoki Habib got back in the saddle here. Let's have a look at the start of here. She was bouncing around in the stalls with Cordula. Seemed to be okay. Just I'm not sure whether the stripes will have a review of the start, but she just didn't want to really go there. You'll see she jumps into the side of the gate there, and Calvin Habib has no chance from there in controlling her. Question mark is, was there any sort of anything impeding her from jumping away from that stall? And we'll get back to you with any information if there is any form of race review. But it's gone the way of the stale companion. 3 Beautiful One has won it, and a good run from 4 Leanne's Love. Second, third is number 2, Take a Chance.